The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The actions of the next few weeks could help set a positive tone for the work of the next Congress. It's a tone that will depend largely on the administration's willingness to respect the message sent last Tuesday.
Mitch McConnell talking about what's going to happen in the future, looking through the tea leaves, if you will, to the relationship with the president and this new Congress coming in. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you in a chilly, chilly neighborhood these days for most of us because of the Arctic blast, kind of like what they're seeing in Washington without the Arctic blast. And then you put that on top of it and they may as well be in Alaska. The president already has decided, you know what, I said twice that I'm going to jump and the net will find me with immigration. He's going to unveil a 10-point plan for illegals, maybe coming up next Friday. Who knows, maybe sooner. I really thought that this would happen in January because we're going to smash into the holidays, but no. The 10-point plan would include the idea that the first 10,000 who are living in the shadows, I'll say, or living underneath the radar, they're here illegally. They, if they came forward, they would get 50% off what they would have to pay back for not paying taxes. And then there are a whole bunch of other things that would be mixed into this too as well. So 10 executive actions, that's the 10-point plan, that would, one, suspend deportations for and legalize about 5 million illegal immigrants, maybe as soon as next week. So I guess the idea was to jump on it and then get close to the Thanksgiving holiday, and that's certainly what it's looking like now. That means that Homeland Security is going to be involved in this, and there's going to be a slew of others that will be affected too. The deferred action for childhood arrivals that affected millions of illegals who were brought to the U.S. as kids before June of 2007 and who were under 31 years old as of June 12th when the program started, you know, were affected. So with this new executive action order, the president would just expand that to cover anyone who came to the United States before age 16, and they would move to have the cutoff date back to June 1st, 2010. So that could affect a lot of people. The State Department immigrant visa program that would have technology jobs would offer another 500,000 immigrants a path to citizenship, too. The DHS plan would promote the new naturalization process by giving that discount that I mentioned to 10,000 who came forward. And then there are a bunch of other priorities that are mixed into the 10-point plan. So when the president said he was going to go forward with immigration, he wasn't kidding. You heard Mitch McConnell there, the future Senate Majority Leader, now the Minority Leader, who said it's like waving a red flag in front of a bull. So clearly the Republicans have said, don't do this on immigration. But I think this is happening sooner rather than later. So what does that mean? What's the shakeout? What is that going to mean for the other people? The sad thing, and this is the truth of it, I don't care what your politics are, that the people who are waiting in line are once again going to get shoved back into the corner a little bit more because simply there isn't enough. There's only so much you can process, and then you're done. You're done for another 6 months, another year. All right, we're hardly finished here on America Tonight. Coming up at the tail end of the hour, boy, we got to lighten the load. Nail the score. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week. You call in, ring, at this number, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And when you call in, you don't have to love football. In fact, you might not even like it, and that is okay. It's just a game. So you pick a side of the game that we announce, tell us what the final score is going to be, and if you happen to nail the score, you win the fabulous prize pack. Also, for fun, and it's a kind of It's Your Business segment, we have a guy named John Adolph who's going to join us, who has designed an app that can pay valets, etc. You know, when you're forced to valet, or maybe you like to valet, it's only a couple of bucks, whatever it is, you got to tip them, you got to come up with the cash, and then, ooh, lo and behold, no coin in the old pocket because you just walk around with plastic. It's an app that will help that situation. How's that? That's the best way to describe it, I think. And we live in an app world, without a doubt. So there are so many apps. You go out and you start to search. But the cool ones are the ones that significantly affect your life or my life, that can do something that will help us, whether it's make life easier or add something to the game. And it's a race to market with anything considered to be appable. I don't think that's a word, but I like it, appable. Mark Cuban, the owner of the Mavericks, and you see him on Shark Tank, he's a guy who's always looking for that kind of stuff. He's backing people with apps and looking for whatever the next best thing is. I mean, people forget this guy made his fortune selling Broadcast.com to Yahoo for $5.7 billion. $5.7 billion, that's so much coin. And that was back in 1999. And he was smart. He really cashed in his chips before everything crumbled, meaning before the economic crash, where his money was in paper before that. It would have certainly made a difference on his wealth anyway, just before that tech bubble popped. And he and his longtime business partner, Todd Wagner, who is a billionaire in his own right, are thinking about the what is next call. What is next? What are we doing next? Also coming up in our next couple of hours here on America Tonight, it's always about the numbers, right? We can count. And we certainly can, or we try anyway. So we will definitely have some kind of version of all of that, the way it's looking now. And in the meantime, you can throw in your two cents on immigration and the Keystone Pipeline. Senator Mary Landrieu, the Democrat fighting for her life, she's got a runoff election coming up, wants a vote on the Keystone Pipeline because those kind of issues have really strangled her. And her chances of maintaining her seat in the Senate hang precariously in the balance. So she's trying to push the Keystone Pipeline forward as fast as she can, knowing that this will be something that you can chalk up to. She can add to her resume and maybe gives her a little bit of a chance to not be booted out, to retain that seat in the Senate. Hang with us. We're talking apps next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. places. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
It's Paleta Selling, farming living. It's Paleta Selling, to make a shilling. That is my occupation, to be a palette woman. Stretch out your hand and bump the top. I'm selling the palette, you can send for PTLA.
Certainly don't hear on America Tonight. When we dive into technology, we've been talking a lot about app and app development and the amazing blank canvas it is. So exciting to see entrepreneurs jumping in with both feet and watching things happen. I say it's like instant sea monkeys in a way. When you have the good idea, when you get people to buy into it, and you watch it just take off and explode on you. So John Adolph is in our virtual green room. He's an entrepreneur who started his business, actually, as I'm told, on the side while working, check this out, as an attorney full time. So you'd be pretty busy there. And now he's got this app that's out that's really starting to take fire. Hey, John, thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you're an attorney, and in your mind, you're thinking, wow, I have a great idea. I want to jump into this app world. What was it that pushed you into that direction of, I want to develop an app?
Well, you know, I've always had sort of an entrepreneurial itch and wanted to do something. And, you know, for a long time, I had read, you know, different entrepreneurial books and things, and they said, you know, if you can solve a pain point that a lot of people have, you're on your way to something that could be good. And one of the, you know, my biggest, you know, minor inconveniences, I guess, is I never carry cash. And I more times than I can count, I've either had to borrow from friends or, you know, probably the worst example was I had to leave my wife at the bar with a glass of wine and then go walk a couple blocks to find an ATM because the valet cost money and I didn't have any on me.
So you decided, aha, this is a pain point, I bet, for a lot of people. Which, by the way, John, I'm in that same crowd as you. It's happened to me a few times because I don't carry cash either. And is that when the idea just it dawned on you?
Yeah, I mean, the idea dawned on me, and, you know, I spent a bit of time, you know, talking to other people, trying to validate it a bit, make sure that, you know, I wasn't the only person who had that inconvenience, and then, you know, spent a bunch of time kind of designing the app, working out how I wanted it to look, talking with some valet companies about, you know, if they were going to implement a solution, what were the kind of the issues they needed to have addressed, because, you know, when I looked at it, yeah, you and I are kind of one set of customers, but the valet companies are also another set of customers because we need to have them on board if, you know, you're ever going to be able to use that app anywhere.
Yeah, boy, that's the truth. So that's the first thing you did once you develop, and we'll go into the development in a second, but once you have the app, you started to reach out to people, places where you ate, where you use the valet service and started to talk to them.
Well, you know, I actually, you know, started talking with valet companies before we even had the app designed and built, because I wanted to design it and build it with their, you know, some of their considerations in mind, because you know, I didn't want to have something built and then go to my first valet customer and have them turn around and say, this is way too complicated for us. So I wanted to make sure they were kind of, you know, their concerns and their issues were addressed from square one.
So the app is called Parker, and what were some of the things that they told you would be great if you had it on the app that you used?
Well, frankly, the biggest things for valets, I guess, when it comes to accepting credit cards are it needs to be fast and it needs to be cheap. One of the, you know, and each of those are big issues for them. The valet business is a volume play, and, you know, a lot of times their margins, you know, if you start taking out 3%, 4% of a transaction using that for credit card processing fees, their bottom line gets affected very quickly. So, you know, we kind of developed it and said, all right, you know, just like a customer will pay $3 to $5 to get money from an ATM, we'll charge them a convenience fee that's less than an ATM, but allows us to offer the credit card processing to valet companies for free. Also by offloading the transaction to the customers and having it take place on their phone, you avoid the situation where a driver is turned into a cashier. And so, you know, it speeds up things at the actual valet stand.
So you create Parker, you have what makes total sense to me, what you just said, that they can't be carrying cash, they're not cashiers, it has to be fast, easy, boom, done. You start to pitch it around, and is this like, and well, you're a man, but it's in a sense like birthing a baby. Is this pretty exciting to you to watch all this happen right now?
It's been exciting, fun. It's been a very cool, you know, I guess year plus now. You know, I hired developers last summer, and, you know, we were released in the App Store back in May. First locations came online then. Android came out in August, and we're, you know, continuing to grow, and it's just, it's a lot of fun to see something that, you know, years ago was just an idea on some paper and now actually see people using it when you go out.
Yeah, how cool. Was it hard for, you know, in the entrepreneurial sense, was it hard to decide on developers and inputs and meetings and all that kind of stuff, or no? You knew you got some good recommendations and you knew who to go to.
I was very lucky in that I had some friends in the startup community who were able to recommend some developers. I shopped around a little bit, but when a friend comes to you and says, hey, I personally recommend these, that carries a whole lot of weight with me. And so, you know, it made my shopping around a bit easier.
Yeah, no kidding. When you told your wife who you left with her glass of wine, your idea, and now she's seen this in this past year and a half and all of this has unfolded and happened, and, of course, she married this attorney, which you are an attorney, is she like, wow, this is pretty wild?
Yeah, but she's actually, you know, she's been having fun with it as well and been just as big a part of it as I have and been incredibly supportive. She actually does a lot of our social media at this point, and, you know, they always tell you that if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you certainly can't do it alone, because it's helpful to have people who, you know, are able to support you along the way. And, you know, for that, I can't thank Aaron enough.
Do you see yourself doing some other apps in the future?
You know, possibly. You know, right now it's kind of hard to think past the one that I've got right now. I've got a book of little ideas that I keep writing things down. But, you know, right now this is sort of the one that I'm focusing on. And, you know, at some point I might turn a little bit of my attention to the next one. But, you know, I think whether it's apps or something else, I think entrepreneurial activities are things that are going to be a big part of my life going forward.
And the app is called Parker, right?
Yes, it's Parker, P-A-R-Q-E-R.
And if somebody wants to get Parker, they can go on iTunes and get it that way, or go to the App Store, rather?
Yeah, we're in the App Store. We're also on Google Play. You know, just search for it by name, or you can visit, you know, our website, and we've got the links there, and they can download it and give it a try.
Awesome. I love it. John Adolf, continued success. Rock on with that entrepreneurial spirit.
All right. Thank you very much.
So you got to love that, you know, in the world of apps, it's all about ideas. And John said that he had the idea, and it's that pain point. I'm so glad that's the word that he used, because that's what it is. When there's some need that can fill, where you can clearly see, geez, this really has a good chance because this is happening to me, and I can see how this would happen to other people as well, then you know you have a chance at a home run. And the mobile app world is just exploded, because, you know, think about it. We are a nation that walks around with our smartphones, our tablets, you know, whatever the mobile device is, and apps are incredibly handy. Now, you know, you have the Find Your Phone apps. You got the apps that basically that can practically dress you. I'm not kidding. It's just crazy, right? And so now here's another one that fills a need if you're like John or me and you don't carry cash around, and then you're stuck in that bizarre situation, that awkward situation. And I would never valet park and not pay the poor guy who's running around grabbing my car, of course. And this way, how easy is that? And you don't have to tie them up because they can't afford to be tied up, right? So you heard him mention Google Play, the App Store, all that kind of stuff. And you see it. If you go on, and I go on a lot, and you look at what the apps are that are out there and some of the popular apps that really have just caught fire, and every couple of weeks, new things creep in. And it's very, very exciting. Look for some future apps and more conversations about it right here on America Tonight. So hang with us.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Here on America Tonight, we've got our Nail the Score deal. So, for fun, the computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. Once the game of the week is chosen, you get a chance to win some fabulous prizes. You just call in at 855-266-5283 and tell me who you think's going to win and what the final score is going to be. No analysis needed. If you want to throw it in, you can. But it's straight up just a guess. Pretend you're in Las Vegas or some other casino and you're doing the Keno thing. So you're just coming up with numbers. It's oh that easy. Speaking of numbers, I think it's just about time that we hit the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Steven, who says, Kate Delaney, you make me laugh. I love your drop a joke. When is that coming back up? I think it's funny how you try to tell those one-liners. You're actually pretty hysterical, but the one-liners are not your forte, my dear. I don't know if you saw this or not about the lava burning in the Hawaii town. I think you mentioned something about loving Hawaii and having been there. It is pretty creepy to watch the lava, and it's incredibly hot. There's really not very much they can do. It's just streaming and burning asphalt and anything in its wake. What do you think happens? When does it finish? Surely you do not think that I can tell you the time and date of when lava is going to stop flowing at Kilauea. I wish I had that kind of ability to look into my crystal ball. It is crazy. It's been erupting for more than 31 years, right? So the flow that's happening now started in June. You know, what does it do? Well, it burns trees, tires, anything in its wake. So, of course, the asphalt deal hitting the house, which is a bummer for the people that live in this village, but they know the drill. So the flow keeps going, burns through the trees and grass and wherever until it sometimes drops off and then, because you know you're talking about an island, drops off and goes into the water, basically. It's a volcano. It is crazy to see it, I got to say. And it is, you know, 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, whatever. You are not, if you get near it, it's not good because that rubber on your shoes, I said this before, will just burn right off. I mean, it'll just burn off. So these houses, unless it piles up, these houses can get hit by the flow. It doesn't look like it's an immediate threat, but they're watching it. The main road is, the flow closest to the main road is stopped, but it's spreading in other breakout spots. And one of them is near a cemetery. Now, that is creepy. If it goes over the cemetery, it goes over the cemetery. That would be wild. Because anything that's in the way, boom, it's going to get burned. That's it, period. All right, this one from Rocky who says, Kate Burr, it's very cold. Every time you say it, it only makes me colder. It's not a polar vortex. It's an Arctic chill out. If only I could just hang in my hamlet in Illinois, but that's not the way it goes, baby, because I got to go to work. It is a lingering, bone-chilling kind of cold. You know what I'm saying? I long for summer and to complain about the heat. Boy, isn't that the truth. We get into summer, and we have crazy hot summers, some of us, or we have had record-setting temperatures, and we complain and complain. Oh, I hate it. It's so hot. Now we've got Arctic air that's killing us in some areas, meaning it's freezing. I mean, Denver's high was 5 degrees on Wednesday. 5 degrees. In the Appalachians, single digits. In the East Coast, it's going to be very cold. We have cold weather warnings across Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. They issue the freeze warning, so you got to watch the pipes. In Billings, Montana, the temperatures were the craziest. It's the temperature swing I think we don't like. It went from the 60s into the single digits earlier on Tuesday, and it was like that on Wednesday, too. So you'd see people out, and they'd have, like, short sleeves on, no coats, and then the next day they're dressed up like Nanook from the North. People, this is what we live with, right? This is life. This is the cycles. We're cycling through toward the winter. I mean, if you live in a place like South Dakota, you know that you do get some great spring weather and fall weather, but you're going to get smashed in the winter. That's just how it is. Illinois, same thing. Michigan, same thing. Wisconsin, in northern Wisconsin, they had 18 inches of snow. The central part of Minnesota, 16 inches of snow. It's funny because when you grow up in a place like that, they're used to lots of snow and kids are still going to school. Where I grew up outside of Philly, if you had 16 inches of snow, guaranteed a couple of days off. I mean, yeah, you're not doing anything with that. You are guaranteed a couple of days off. No question. How about this one from Bruce who says, Kate, I remember not too long ago you had on the woman from Headline News who was talking about Jodi Arias and had written a book and covering the trial. This Arias thing is so creepy On Wednesday, the defense attorneys for Jody Arias were trying to portray her as just a person who got caught in the middle of a bad cycle, for the lack of not knowing how to describe it to you, because I only caught the tail end of it, but saying that it's crazy that they're in the situation that they're in now, and she should not be given the death penalty because the prosecutors are trying to secure a death sentence. Otherwise, she gets life in prison. What do you think will happen? Boy, this is the night for asking me what I think is going to happen. Kilauea, when the flow is going to stop, and what's going to happen with Jody Arias. Well, that whole thing is creepy. That whole thing is creepy. The her defense attorneys are trying to say that she was married to somebody who was, boyfriend, not married. Boyfriend was a devout Mormon who had secret sex urges, and that's why she shouldn't be killed. Because that's how come, they're not saying specifically, but this is part of what led to him being killed. So I think that she ends up with life in prison. There's a thing about, I believe, women and the death penalty. There have been women that have been put to death, definitely, and you can guarantee it's mostly in Texas. But, you know, she killed him in a jealous rage because he wanted to end their relationship. 30 knife wounds, shot in the head, throat slit. I can't even describe to you what that meant, the throat slit, because it was so bad. Arias acknowledged that she killed him, if you remember, but said it was self-defense after he attacked her in his home. And that didn't, I can't, you know, it's crazy. That didn't happen. So was she just so crazy in love, nutty, that is what led her to do that. She's not going to get the death penalty. She's going to get life in. I'd be shocked if she did. She's going to get life in prison. That's what's going to happen. There, I gave a prediction. I don't see that they're going to push for the death penalty, but I don't think that's going to happen. How about that? Here's one from Brad, who says, Kate, it's been a long time since I've emailed the show. I'm sorry, I've been listening, and hello to all the listeners of America Tonight. I know that sometimes you point out the crazy things, the hypocrisy that happens when it comes to things dealing with religious holidays, especially. So what did you make of that school not too far from Washington, D.C., that decided to get rid of Christmas and other religious holidays from their school calendar without actually moving the days off? Well, I think it's a chicken move. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. You are still going to get the days off. You're still going to get the days off, but we're not going to call it Yom Kippur, or we're not going to call it Christmas, or we're not going to call it Easter break anymore. We're not going to say that. You know, we might not even say Thanksgiving. It's just the days. Here are the days that we have circled on the calendar that mean you have off. I mean, the pressure to be over the top PC, I don't understand. I mean, even the principal, the superintendents are saying, no. This is, you know, we're not going to be closed for religious observances, but because of the high absenteeism among students and staff members on those days, we're just going to leave it. What? Okay, so you can have off, but we're saying that you skipped school. You know, Montgomery School Board's vote to eliminate calendar references to religious holidays followed a request by a community leader to give equal prominence on the calendar to the Islamic holy days. So you can see where all of this started, and my, oh my. Sometimes I prefer old school, let's put it that way. We're kicking into high gear next. Nail the score.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed. Another Nail the Score. How exciting. Nathan Reeder, despite the snow, the weather, the chill, he was able to get the computer into the main studio. So, Nathan, let it fly. Me oh my, the Eagles and the Packers, Now you want to talk about cold, this is going to be a cold game, friends. This is going to be played at Lambeau Field. So do you give the Packers a little bit of an edge because they're in front of the Cheesehead crowd, or nah, that's not going to matter? The Eagles can play in cold weather. I don't know that the weather has such a factor over the Eagles at all. And anybody in professional sports who's had to play through Green Bay and Denver and other very cold places, that would be so weak to use that as an excuse. And they wouldn't use it as an excuse. So when I look at the matchup, it's hard for me not to be a little jaded in one sense because I'm a lifelong Eagles fan. The Eagles are 7-2. The Packers are 6-3. the line is a good indicator. The line is the Green Bay giving up almost a touchdown, 6.5 points. They're going to try to stay unbeaten at Lambeau. And this is like a possible NFC playoff implication that's hanging in the balance. I mean, now every game's important. Every game matters big time when you look at the scoreboard because it's either the way out or the way in the opposite direction. I mean, this is well into the second half. The Eagles don't have Nick Foles. They have Mark Sanchez, but they've been fine with Mark Sanchez. So I'm going to say Sanchez has to worry that he doesn't get killed by the sack machine, Clay Matthews. And I think he can do that and get that coverage. So I'm going to say that the Eagles stun the Packers, the Packer crowd. I know a couple of people that are going to be at that game. And I think that the final score will be 28-24 Eagles. Is my guess. What's your guess? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Who wins this, the Eagles or the Packers? You can also flip me an email at americatonight.net. I promise I'll get it in. americatonight.net. Or on Pal Talk. You can hit me up with your guess on Pal Talk. You will be duly noted. Locked and loaded and everything in between. I promise I will get to that by the top of the hour because you only have till the top of the hour to weigh in on the Cowboys and the Packers. For the Eagles and the Packers. It has big implications for the Dallas Cowboys who have been playing really well except for a couple of hiccups as they came back from London and ripped apart the Jags as they should have last week. They'll get their bye week, which is great timing, and then they take on Philadelphia on Thanksgiving. So that's a very big game, needless to say, for the two NFC East rivals. Let's see what Dan in Texas has to say about this one. Dan, who do you like in this one? Do you like the Packers or the Eagles?
Packers,
okay. What's the score?
I know you're an Eagle fan and you love the Eagles, but these are the Green Bay Packers. They're the best in the West. And they're going to stomp all over your little boys.
Meanie, what's the score?
Okay. I figure it's going to be a quarterback dream for Rodgers. I figure 37-24.
37-24. And, you know, I'm jaded. It's hard for me to say. But you could be right on that because you have, thanks, Dan, because you've got Sanchez on the other side, who's done well for Nick Foles, but this would be an incredible test for him. Not that he hasn't been in that position before. He's no rookie. But Aaron Rodgers has been on fire. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, I think we have Aaron Rodgers talking about how tough the Eagles are.
Every game is a measuring stick, you know, when it comes this time of the year. You know, we're 6-3. We're a game back in the division. We still have a couple of division games to go, which will be really important. But these are important games. You know, when you start to looking at potential seeding for the playoffs, you know, they're in a tight race in the East, and we're in a tight race in the North. You definitely get after the pass really well. You got a lot of sacks. They had a great day last week with sacks and turnovers. They definitely hit the quarterback and have ways to pressure up the middle and outside. They're very talented on the perimeter.
All right, talented on the perimeter. How about that? So, you know, you get pretty much where he's coming from and what he's saying. These are the measuring stick times. This is what everybody is looking at this point. 855-266-5283, or you can send me an email at americatonight.net, like you, Sharon, in Maine. I'll be looking for it and a couple of others. Grim de la Grim, hello.
Hey there, Kate. This is the end of the second trimester. We've had the sonogram. I can see 21 digits. Yeah, I'm going to go 21 Eagles. And then with the Packers, 14.
Ooh, okay, so you like the Eagles, too. 21-14 Eagles. Yeah, it could, You know, I keep saying it's like Dan made the point of Aaron Rodgers, and I made the point about Clay Matthews, but I'll tell you, Grim, it easily could go in the other direction because, of course, the Eagles aren't intimidated, and I mentioned that nobody can be let themselves be intimidated at this point if they're this far deep into the season and they are a team that is looking at the playoffs, certainly. All right, Jack the Limey, I mean, no, Jack's not a Limey. He's from down under. He says Eagles 21, Packers 19. Boy, that'd be an exciting game to watch if that were the case. So mostly Eagles. How about you, Nathan Reeder? It wouldn't be Nail the Score if you didn't give us a guess.
I am like the master, aren't I?
You are. You're the master picker.
you know what? I'm going to mirror Jack and say Packers 21, Eagles 19. Now, wouldn't that be a feisty game?
Oh, so he picks the Eagles, and you go in the opposite direction. You pick the Packers. I like it.
Yeah, my friends would not be happy with me if I didn't pick the Packers.
Yeah, I like it. Packers. It's so funny because Matt hates the Packers because he's Mr. Minnesota Vikings fan and says the Minnesota Vikings fans hate the Packers.
It's true.
So you embrace it because of your friends that are obviously Packer fans. So two different outlooks on that. How about that? You know, it's it is interesting because it is a sea of purple when you go to Minnesota. You know that, right?
I've seen them a few times.
You've seen those crazy Viking fans?
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the History Channel, there was a show called The Vikings. Your peeps, were they some of your peeps, the Vikings?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all, those people, they were brutal. They were plunderers. They were trashing. They were trashing the earth when they sailed west. They're scary.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
They are scary.
Oh, yeah. That was, you know, that was like the epitome of the Germanic, you know, even though
yes.
They were not Germanic.
I have to say, I love reading about the Vikings, but this show, folks, on the History Channel, oh, there's a couple of redeeming people in it, but it really makes you think about the Vikings and what they did. You know, they tried to take over Ireland. I swear I saw the Viking ships. Maybe I was hallucinating when I was in Ireland. Here come the Vikings, and I'm here just in time for it. They do have they do talk about the Vikings, and they talk about the Vikings coming to Ireland and what that was like. And they have a Vikings little ship that goes up and down the River Liffey that you can ride. I thought they were kidding me when they were telling me all the stuff about the Vikings. I was like, wow, history was one of my best subjects. I must have been asleep that day. I don't know. All right, don't worry. I know I got a ton of emails with some guesses. There's about 7 of you. I will record them in the order which I received them, so you'll be in the hunt for Nail the Score.
Human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body
body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.